Karen, what's the matter?
I'm going crazy.
What happened, girl?
Edith says that my husband isn't in Claiborne. She got him confused with Frank's son, who's just arrived.
That's great.
I haven't finished.
Oh, okay.
She also said she never rang me about Jared.
What?
Yeah.
I answered the phone at Queenie's. I know it was her.
And I know she said Jared had arrived in Claiborne on the bus.
You also said she sounded a bit strange.
Yeah, she sounded distant.
Okay, I say we go back there first thing in the morning and get to the bottom of this.
Aye, you fellas need to sleep.
I can't sleep now.
I think you're feeling tired. Sleep, girl.
No, I can't.
Sleep, girl. Sleep.
Not bad, madam. You gotta teach me how to do that.
Looks pretty busy.
Yeah. You better pitch in.
What? That's not in my contract.
Contract? Look, you do what I tell you. Now get behind the bar.
Oh, man. That's... Well, look who's here.
Philip. There, you're packing on the way.
Ah, knock it off, Dad. Where have you been? I said an hour.
Now look, don't talk to your old man like that. I'm not too old to give you a hiding.
Yeah? And I'm old enough to sack you.
Philip, sit down. We've got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah. All right, Dad.
Oi, bring us a couple of beers, Mike.
The usual?
Yeah, on the double. Well, how was your flight?
No, rough. I had to travel economy because I booked so late.
Ah, no wonder you're grumpy. Not enough leg room. Look, why don't we make a fresh start in the morning? Look, I want to show you some of the projects I have in the works. I think you'd be proud of your old man.
There you go, Mr. Buchanan. Two usuals.
Oh, Mike, this is Philip. Mike's been doing some work for me. He's doing really well.
Well, you know, just doing my best. Good to meet you, Philip. Pleasure. What are you playing at, Dad? Your business partner is some 14-year-old Maori street kid?
Oh, now, Philip.
You never change. Always got your little projects. Remember that Cowrie Driftwood one?
Now, that did solid trade. It was a winner. I just couldn't meet the demand.
Yeah, well, Mike did not be like your other business associates. You sure he won't turn up to work wasted?
He's a good boy. Just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, Dad, I'll wait. I'm bushed anyway.
Yeah, that jet lag. I don't know how you do it, son.
Don't grease, Dad. Tomorrow morning you better come up with some answers or it's over. You can rot in prison for all I care.
Oh, man, what a mess. I'm glad I didn't unpack too much stuff.
Man, always ready to make a quick exit.
Oh, here, let me help you. Oh, Karen, I think this is yours.
Give me that!
Elle McPherson.
Stop trolling all over my underwear.
Oh, what makes us even? You had a good look at my boxer shorts.
At least mine don't have my phone number on them.
You have your phone number on your boxers, Mr. Thompson? Okay.
Morning, Ellie.
Hello.
I just came up to see how you're getting on. Where's Marta?
Catching some more eels.
How does he do it? I can never get hold of them. They're so slippery.
If you find anything of mine when you're cleaning up, can you send it along?
Sure. I'll ring if I find anything. Do you have your phone number handy, Mr. Thompson?
I'll wait for you in the car.
I'll be right there. Here's my card and my number. Here. Well, time to hit the trail. I told Marta we'd pick him up down the road.
It's been a pleasure meeting you. My mum lives in Claiborne, so I'm due for a visit. Are you staying at the hotel?
Yeah.
I'll be sure to look you up. You know where to find me.
Thompson!
They're coming.
Don't forget me now.
Not a chance.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting feed, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.